All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. Tonight we're going to talk about, what do you think it should be? I think it should be
Fishing
Nightmares.
Fishing Nightmares.
Because, so we had some requests come in on Gmail to talk about early jig fishing and boards at night, and we're like, hey, those are good topics. And then somebody said, have you ever guys just had a lousy day? Oh my God, I just had one. It was the worst. So we're like, Yeah, we have.
So we started kind of talking amongst the three of us, and we thought, oh, we have to.
We just spent like an hour talking about it.
Yeah, it's just, oh, there were some bad ones, bad nights.
Yeah, like, so we're talking love going fishing.
Yes.
Love getting out on the water.
Yep.
But every once in a while, things just don't go as planned.
Whether it be weather or you're taking the fam or just, you know.
I would rather deal with weather.
Oh. There's 9 million boats. Like it's so crowded.
I love taking the family out because it is fun, but it's a lot of extra work.
It's a ton.
It is
of
especially
extra work.
When my son's with me, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
My daughter, my wife, and they God bless them because I can run more poles. But you just got to do extra.
Yeah.
Extra.
Man, and it is just, and there's nothing but feet and legs you're tripping over, and hooks are
Bags of stuff.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My wife thinks we're going, you know, like she's wearing a big ski boat or something. So there's these bags full of towel. Everybody's gets their own towel. I'm like, a towel?
We're not swimming. We need a hand towel. We're only going to wipe our hands off two or three times.
No, we always jump in the lake. So you need a towel to dry off? Not where I'm from.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that stuff's in the way.
Right. Well, or my favorite is my family thinks it's a smorgasbord, right? Like we go on the boat and it's like going to the buffet. So, you know, so there
is. Rondelay.
Jeez, there is food everywhere. And everybody takes, you know, and there's chip crumbs all over the floor and on my carpet.
Oh,
it gets
okay,
wet.
Dad,
yeah. You know, and I'm like, that's going to stop up
okay,
the bilge pump.
So that right there is not a nightmare because that's just typical.
Let's
talk about the next level of that.
Yeah. Yes. So let's talk. All right. So
go ahead.
Go ahead, Josh.
All right.
Since we're talking families.
Yeah. You start off with, that's a segue into family.
Yeah.
One,
so
because
so,
it was pretty
so I have a family one, and this one is a little, this was a, this started out as probably one of the best fishing nights of my life. And if it would have been the three of us, we would have rolled in there like He-Man. Like we were Spartacus, right? You know, we just conquered the world. But instead, I have my family with me. And I can't remember if my son was born yet. If he was probably pretty small. But I had my two girls. And they were.
So how old would they have been?
I'm going with like 11, 12 maybe, something like that was my oldest. So my other one was probably like around that 8 years old. And then so my son was probably like 3 or 4.
Yeah. Right? I had it in my head they were like 6, like your middle one.
No, she was a little bit older, maybe like okay. I said like 8
well,
or something.
Well, whatever.
So my oldest is old enough to know, right? She's like I said, like 11, 12 maybe. She's old enough to kind of help reel in fish, do stuff like that, no big deal. So is my middle. My little boy is just, you know, he's crazy. He's got his blanket and his binky and whatever. So, and then my wife is out, and it's 4th of July. And
the lakes around here in Denver, anywhere in the Front Range, are crazy on the 4th of July.
Well, they're just crazy in the summer period. I mean, we have not enough
water.
But
the 4th takes it to a new level. So I can imagine.
So we're on Horsetooth.
There's a waiting line to get into the lakes.
Oh, yeah.
That's how bad.
So we were on Horsetooth, and you can see the fireworks of Fort Collins from Horsetooth if you're out on your boat. So you sit out. So a lot of people go out on their boats, and they watch
the fireworks.
That sounds
perfect. That sounds like a great
night. Yeah, it was way cool. So we're like, oh, I was like, this will be fun, right? Yep. And so it was pretty nice weather, and you know, some of those high base thunderstorms that roll through, but not really a lot of rain, just some wind and stuff. Mm-hmm. So this will come into play. So just keep that little tidbit in mind. So, anyways, we start out fishing, and we had been doing really well. Actually, I think I fished with you guys maybe at some point before this, and it's about 2 hours before.
I couldn't
dark.
Imagine that. That you fished with us? Come on.
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we actually fish more when we live further apart. But So we're going there, and I put out the boards, and we immediately start to hook up fish, and we're talking good fish. I think everything that came in the boat.
Is this just before dark?
About 2 hours before dark, two and a half hours. So all the wakeboarders and skiers are out, and it's just crazy. And Horsetooth is a very narrow reservoir, so and people pay zero attention to the fishing boats. I mean, it is insanity. And so I barely get the boards out. They're not out very far, but I'm fishing stick baits and cranks, and immediately we get one, and my daughter, I have a picture of it, and I've put it out several times where she's holding one that's about 24 inches, right? And she reeled it in, and everybody's happy, and the world's great, and daddy's a big hero. So then, as I'm letting that bad boy back out, we get another fish. And it's like, okay, just give me a minute, I'll do this. And then we get the wakeboarder who thinks he's probably high and drunk because it's Colorado, and he comes within, had to be about 6 inches of our boat, right? And he's going to blast through all of my boards. So I'm yelling at him to get away. And then all of a sudden, boom, another one goes down. So now we've got a double. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And this is before I really started using the electric to steer us. So I was still using my tiller, my kicker motor with the tiller handle, the extension. And you know, if you don't pay attention to that and that tiller flops over, man, all of a sudden you're going the wrong direction real fast.
Yeah. Especially when you're going into the wind.
Yeah.
Because we've talked about that before.
Yeah. No, anyway. No wind yet. So we're coming up, but you got the big waves from the boats.
You said there was wind.
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. The thunderstorm is coming. So anyways, we're going, we got the ways of the boats and everything's going good. And, you know, the Ranger's taking care of it. And all of a sudden we have this double, and one kid's on one side of the boat and she's reeling it in. And my other daughter's on the other side. And my wife's in the middle and she's just complaining and bitching at me. What do you want me to do? And I'm
you just need to bring some earmuffs, put them over your head.
And, you know, and I am running my butt off trying to get everybody happy and not, you know. So the shore is on our left side, and we were probably about 50 yards off of the shore, maybe even a little less. And all of a sudden, I'm trying to, my one's like, Danny, I'm up to the yellow thing. You know, and she reels it all the way up to the board, and I can hear the reel cranking because the clicker's still on. You know, it's going and it's stuck up against the board. I'm like, honey, just wait. And the other one's like, Danny, I'm up to the yellow thing too. And I'm like, just wait, just give me a second, right?
Because you're trying to steer.
Yeah, so I'm trying to steer. So I let go of the tiller, mistake number one. I go over, I unhook the board, I turn around, and I look up, and I feel like a little queasy. And the tiller has flopped over, and we are heading right at the shore, and we are going right forward, full steam ahead. And the board, because she's really in the inside rod, the outside board is now at the point of the boat. This was on the other, and I was like, oh,
you're
my
going
God,
straight dude. At your bar. I was like,
you're going to run over your own board.
So I cranked the motor over, and my wife's just sitting there watching the whole thing and not happy. And now she's mad at me because I told her, knock it off. Just stop. Right? No. So now I'm the giant jerk, and I'm like, just stop. So instead of being like, hey, I can steer the boat, I'm just going to sit there in the chair. Pissed off. I'm like, oh. So I'm like, okay. So I get her in. I said, okay, honey, reel it in slow. So I go over to the other one. I'm undoing the board. Daddy, I'm up to the fish. Oh, yeah. I look over. She's got a nice 20-plus inch walleye sitting there. And she's reeled up to it because we weren't fishing very far behind the board. And she's almost got it up to the eyelet. And I'm seeing my pole bend. I'm like, this shit's going to break. I'm like, honey, you reel slow. I get the board off. I go over. I net the fish. Hooks everywhere. The fish is flopping around with the crankbait, you know, and all the trebles in the net. Well, now I don't have another net.
The towels
and
the snacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The towels. A smorgasbord, and my wife's like, watch the hook. Why? They're gonna get hooked. What are you doing? And I'm like, oh my God. Boats are all over us, and now here comes the thunderstorm up over the ridge, and it's coming, and it is not going to be rain, but it's going to be dark clouds. My wife thinks we're going to get struck by lightning, which now has made me the worst husband and worst father, and the waves are getting big, and the boats are idiots, and it's just, it was insanity, and it was all because we were really catching too many fish. I didn't think we would catch that many fish. I thought we'd get a couple here and there before dark, and we'd watch fireworks, and everybody go home, and
happy times.
Life would be great.
Clean up the smorgasbord later.
Oh, yeah, it was great, right? You know, and I'd get the goldfish out of the carpet the next day. And so the other one's bigger. It's a, you know, one of the bigger walleyes, and I don't have a net. And I tried to get the net. I'm going to double net them, right? And I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm really asking for it here because now there's going to be six hooks in the net, you know? So I hit the button to release the line, and it immediately bird's nest. And it's just huge, right? And no line will come out. So I can't get from the tip of the, you know, the rod down to the fish. Yeah, no, yeah. So now I don't have enough slack to use the net. So now I have to try to hold the rod and grab the fish myself because my wife is still so pissed off she won't come over and hold the rod for me. So I tell my oldest daughter, stand there, hold the rod. I said, just don't reel. And I'm, you know, it's taut and I'm watching this thing's going to snap off and catch me right in the chin.
That crank is coming in your face.
Like, oh, God, here we go. So this fish comes up and he is going nuts at the boat. So finally I get a hold of him and it, you know, it's my whole hand. I pick this fish up and I grab the pliers. And once again, here we are heading that back at the shore because the shoreline kind of starts coming out towards us. And so finally I was like, dear, can you please steer this boat away from the shore? I can't
anywhere
do it all.
In the middle.
And my son's like, hey, Dad. You know, and I'm like, oh, my God. So I finally get this one unhooked. And, of course, all three, right? It hit the front hook and all three of the stick bait are in it. I get it unhooked, and I'm throwing that fish over the side. And I come over, and I'm trying to get the other one out of the net, and it's all in there. My daughter's like, I need a picture, Dad. I need a picture. And I'm like, finally, I take that hook off, and I get all the other one, and I get that quick picture where she's home. She's got a big grin, and my wife's like, I don't know where you want me to go. Where do you want me to do? And I'm like, just try the boat. So now I have yelled at her, and I am officially the biggest a-hole on the lake. And, you know, and it just went worse. So now she has shut down. She's crying because I yelled at her. The whole world sucks, and it's all because we're catching too many fish. By the time we got done with that little escapade, I was like, that's it. That's it. We're done. I reeled it out. My stuff was twisted. That one reel was all messed up. I couldn't get everything in. I was like, we're not watching fireworks. We're not doing everything. I was like, get your life jackets on. We're out of here. I packed everything up. We were gone, man. I was like, I'm done.
You're watching the fireworks on TV.
Yeah. I was like, we're watching it on the drive home because it was just about dark then. And I knew it would even get more complicated, right? I was like, we're out of here. It was. I'll never forget that 4th of July. I was like, that was
happy
terrible.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
That's a pretty good nightmare.
Yeah, you know.
I've actually got a family one too, kind of. Oh. So this is years ago. I think it was right after I graduated high school, and me and
GED.
This. No, I actually.
There's
graduated.
No difference.
Yeah, that's all the same. Shut up.
Sorry,
and he went to Pueblo.
So me and this group of my buddies and my brother all went up the year before up to Battle Lake in northern Minnesota. You know, it's a fishing trip, right? Yep. And just the truck, beer, Crisco flour. Oh yeah, we've got and potatoes. Yeah,
that's all you need. Yeah. The staples.
Yeah. Some seasoning, salt and pepper.
Yeah,
let's go.
Yeah, but if you forgot that, you'd be okay.
Yeah. So we'd be all
right. As long as you have the flour, the Crisco, and the beer.
Yeah, you'd be all right. Exactly. Well, talk about a great time, right? It was freedom, us youngsters, off on our own with beer.
This sounds like a good story. We're talking nightmares.
Oh, it was a great story until the nightmare. So I'm kind of the fish cleaner always in every group. I don't mind it. I like it.
Well, I'm glad we just found that out.
No, I don't mind it. I like cleaning fish.
Like I said, samurai.
Back then, it was like, you know, it's all fair, right? It's got to be fair. So I'd clean the fish for a few days, you know. Morning, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So, you know, in my opinion, it was time for my brother, Randy, to clean the fish. And I can't remember how it ended up this way, but he had two fillet knives in his hands with the blade straight up sitting there. And I was like, you're cleaning the fish. He says, I'm not cleaning the fish. And for whatever reason, I grabbed him by each wrist and said, you're cleaning the fish. And he said, no, I'm not. And yanked his hands out to get away from me. And both those knives just laid open my thumbs in the
egg. I can't even hear this story.
right next to my knuckle at an angle, right by the fingernail. Both of them, exact same spot. I still have the scars.
Yeah, you do.
And I tell you what, I was like, what just happened, right? You know, and it's fillet knife, so it didn't hurt that bad.
Yeah, no.
But they tell me I took both of my thumbs, wiped the blood on my eyes, and it was on.
it looked like football black.
It was Rambo time.
Yeah. It's fight time now.
Yeah, fight time. And, you know, to this day, I can't remember who cleaned the fish that
day. He went to code black.
I know I had Band-Aids on my thumbs for the rest of the trip.
Gosh, that's the worst. That makes my skin crawl thinking about that.
You knew that had to
It
hurt. Later on, it hurt.
Like a giant paper cut because they're so just sharp.
That's what it was.
I remember one time.
Band camp?
Yeah, it was just after band camp. We left there and we had a tournament. And I think it was, where was it, McConaughey? The one where I got fried.
Oh, is it Pueblo?
Okay, so yeah. Even hotter.
Yeah, yeah, it's hotter than, yeah, it's like a, pretty Mojave close to hell.
Desert. It's like
yeah.
Africa hot.
Yeah, oh, it is. Yeah, it is. It really is. Uh-huh.
Holy Jesus.
At elevation.
So I was on some medication for, I don't even remember what illness I had, but it was
that's when you had your surgery, right? Your conversion?
Yeah, I think it might have been that. No, that was the year before. Okay, that was okay. The year before.
He
no,
was all healed up.
I was healed up. I was healed up. Why are you sitting so far away from me?
At that time, his name was Bonnie. All right, Bonnie.
But anyway, so I am. I don't remember what was wrong with me, but I was on this medication, and I had to be on it for like a month. And they're like, "Whatever you do, this is highly sensitive to sun. Don't go in the sun." I'm like. Okay.
Yeah, just like all of us. Okay,
yeah,
Doc.
We got it, Doc.
Okay, Doc. Well, I got a tournament, and we're going to pre-fish for a day and fish for two.
How many pills a day?
I'm like, that's not really in the sun. I mean, in a whole month. It's only 3 days. You know, I'm doing that kind of logic.
In the frying pan.
Yeah. So day one really wasn't that bad. Friday, it was actually kind of a raining day, so it wasn't that bad. I did get sunburned a little bit down in Pueblo, which it just doesn't rain that much, but no. It was kind of nice. It was like, it feels good. Well, Saturday and Sunday were not the same. Saturday and Sunday, it was...
This is when Satan took over.
Yeah, Satan came across the board, and he landed in Pueblo and made it like 102 yeah. with zero wind.
Yeah. And zero clouds.
Zero clouds, just baking down on me.
What that is the elevation of Pueblo?
Well, it's just a little bit less than Denver.
That's so what I thought. Yeah,
not much.
Okay, let's say 5,000.
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's about
4,600 to 5,000, whatever.
Yeah, 40 something.
So, we're fishing. This would be day one of the tournament because the pre-fish it really didn't bother me too much. Yeah. So day one of the tournament, I am like, oh my God, man, my arms and face and everything hurt. And I didn't even put two and two together. I was wearing long sleeve shirts.
Did you put sunscreen on?
Like it was like I was bathing in it. Oh, it did not help.
Now, dude, and Brad doesn't complain. So the whole time I'm like, "Oh, you pussy!"
Yeah, I know. Seriously,
what's the deal,
like, dude? My stuff. I'm like, my arms hurt. Like, oh my God,
and
can't
they get
even
tight. That's the worst.
No, it
dude.
Wasn't that. It wasn't that, dude. It was a whole different pain. And so we did okay that day in the tournament, and we got day two Sunday, which I'm like, oh, thank God, it's an hour shorter. Yeah. But I look at the forecast, and it's like, oh, it's going to be 4 degrees warmer.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. It's going to be 106.
Yeah. Negative wind.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a vacuum.
So,
yeah.
We get out on the water, and it's probably 10 or 11, and I'm all bandaged up with, like, as many clothes on as I can put because
like a mummy.
My hands, I can't even, I'm like, dude, I can't grab everything hurts so bad. I'm getting like sick. And I took one of our shirts and wrapped it around my head.
His jersey.
I would have loved it. Where was I?
I don't know.
The one where my brother, we didn't even fish day two because it was so hot. I think it was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we went out
and
drinking.
And
then I was like, it's too hot.
Yeah. I went out drinking it because that night before thinking it would help me. That was not good.
No. That was a dumb move.
So, dude, I am on this boat and I got this like towel wrap around my head just to give me any shade because my face, I had it just caked on sunscreen. It wasn't helping. Well, I'm all woozy and Mitch is like, you're fine. And then probably about noon, he's like, dude, you don't
look
so good. I was hurting.
You were one giant blister.
Oh, I was one huge blister. So to come to find out, we got done with the tournament. I was hurting for like a week later.
Oh, I bet.
And I had to go to the doctor again because I was like, something's wrong.
Yeah, we're not talking like a sunburn like what everybody gets. No, yeah. This jacked him up.
It was bad.
It was not
so
good.
I went to the doctor, and this is the first time I ever got hit in the head by the doctor. But I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, it was so bad. And she's like, well, what did you do? Because it was this female doctor. And I go, well, we went in this fishing tournament. She goes, in the sun? I go, yeah. She goes, how long were you out there? And I go, quite a while. She goes, you weren't over 2 hours, were you? I go, well, it was about 30.
About 3 days worth.
She slapped me in the back of the head. She goes, that's the stupidest. You had sun poisoning. You could have died of heat stroke. She goes, this medication you were on, zero sun.
Yeah.
And you did 3 days of it. I go, we cashed a check.
I got a little money.
Dude, that was like the worst.
The best, when he had his head all wrapped up to try to save his life, his own life, I took a picture of him because it was hilarious. I turned around and I was
picture?
Like, dude, it's what I use when Brad calls me on my cell phone.
You have to send it so I can put it up with the
that's
podcast.
What we're going to put.
It was so bad. I wasn't like burnt, though.
No.
It was just my sun. The sun
it just
was
sucked
absorbing
all the moisture out.
And it was painful. Like, Like, I couldn't touch any part of my body. Dude. It was like it was on fire, but not sunburned.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't burning.
Yeah.
Because I had all the sunscreen on. Yeah. But whatever whatever that sun did to me screwed me up. So that was a nightmare.
You know what? I think I would say probably that is one of my biggest tournament nightmares is when we get those days when we go deeper into the summer. Let's say, you know, I remember we were at McConaughey one time. It was August.
Oh, stupid hot.
You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And the bugs.
The bugs, and there wasn't
horse flies biting horse flies.
And these horse flies that look like
go vultures. Fish tournament's a great time.
Yeah, and it was and it was so, the water was so flat calm, and it was, you just sit there in those, you know, vinyl fake leather seats of the boat, and you just sweat, and you can drink one bottle of water after another, and it is just a waste of time.
Me and Mitch changed that game about 5 years ago.
We sure did.
We got the Arctic Cove.
These guys rig up everything.
No,
hey, I tell you what,
Arctic Cove. Little plug to them.
Yep, a little plug. We should talk to them about sponsorship,
dude. You take a 5 gallon bucket, dip it in the water, and it's 18-volt battery, and it's a mister on your boat.
If a little fan, they sell them at Home Depot. Everybody's seen those.
Oh yeah, they're like $40.
If you're fishing in the heat, buy one.
I am telling you, because we were cruising around, and you weren't there on this tournament, but everybody's just like, oh my God, I'm going to melt.
They can't even think straight, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Because that's the deal.
That's the worst.
And there was only like a 2 or 3 mile an hour wind. It was just barely blowing. But we had to turn it off because we were getting goosebumps. We're like, we're freezing. Oh,
that was awesome. We turn it on occasionally. Now like 5 or 6 boats run them.
Yeah.
They're like, it's the best thing ever.
It is so good. It's just this mist the whole time you're fishing. Yeah. And a battery, an 18-volt battery fully charged, will run on high for about 45 to 50 minutes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So you don't need it till about 10, 11 in the afternoon. Yeah. So you only need 5 batteries.
Yeah.
You're good.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Well, I think it just goes to show, though. I mean, no matter how much we all get out, no matter how much we're on there, you still run into those days where you're like, I should have just stayed home. I should have just been done.
So one last quick nightmare.
Okay.
So I don't know. This is probably, what, 3 years ago now? 3 years ago, something like that. Cherry Creek,
the
icebreaker, first tournament of the year.
Yeah,
we were pre-fishing. We'd been pre-fishing. We were like, you know, yeah, let's get it on, right? Yeah. We had our bite dialed in. We're going to get them. Oh, yeah, until day one of the tournament, I wake up, and I'm like, oh, I don't feel good, like flu. Like, I'm going to puke. Don't feel good.
Worst.
But, you know, am I going to call Brad? Like, dude, I can't fish. Sorry.
I just got done fishing with a guy that almost died because he had a heat stroke.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like I my tummy's upset. I don't think I can. So,
dude,
no.
Diarrhea.
And Brad and I are the tournament director and waymaster, right? So we're running the whole thing on top of it. So, we get out on the boat. I'm like, I don't feel good. Well, next thing you know, I'm heaving over the side of the boat.
Like 20 times throughout the day.
Yes. And when I wasn't puking, I was on the deck. Dying, like
up in the bow, sleeping.
Yes.
Yeah, forced us. We saw you guys, and
forced us to troll the whole time. I had to troll because I had to.
Well, we
run
were by
the
you, and you had your jersey on, so it was that white, you know, the white of the jersey, and it just looked like a big lump. And there you go by, and I'd be like you know, like, kind of like, how is he, you know? And Brad would just point to the white lump in the front, and he's like, he's gonna die.
Yeah. All of a sudden, Brad would be like, fish on, fish, net, boom, I'd pop up, go over, net the fish.
Drop it in the back of the boat, go back.
Yeah, I wouldn't even care about measuring it.
I got it.
don't worry, I'm unhooking it. I'll steer too while I'm at it. Yeah.
But I didn't come off the water. Because Brad offered to you, he goes, dude, let's just shut it down. It's not worth it. I'm like, no, we're fishing this.
That's bad, dude.
Everything was horrible until we came off the water, and then guess what? Then it's way station time.
And it's hot.
We had to go through even all
though, no, it's cold.
April, it's hot. Yeah, but you're still, you have all your clothes on, and you're moving, and now you're getting hot.
It was brutal. I just remember sitting in my truck on my laptop, entering weights into the spreadsheet and everything, and just like, I can't believe this is happening. It was the worst.
Yeah, it's terrible.
And here's the trick with Mitch, right? Because, you know, his nickname is Shitbreak because he is. Yeah. I mean, you guys.
You guys call me that?
Oh, yeah. I can't tell you how many times where they're like, boat 30, boat 31, and then here comes Brad and Mitch zipping up because Mitch was in the bathroom.
We're boat 39. Yeah, we're good.
33, 34, and I'm like, let's go, you know, and I'll never forget that one time at Pueblo where I actually was one of the last boats, and I turned around to get you, and I'm yelling at you, and Mitch jumps in like a ballerina off the dock into the front of the boat, and Brad's taking off, you know, he's busting the wake because Mitch had to go to the bathroom.
Well, I tell you what, I'm pretty proud of the fact that I've never once had to come off the water.
Well, that's amazing.
Because you just got to do what you got to do.
We're all starting to line up.
Sleep in the hotel or sleep in the bow of the boat, right? I mean, come on.
Yeah. I'll do what I need to do.
And we cashed 2 checks that tournament. So. Yeah. So, all right. Well, I tell you what, this has been fun talking about the nightmares, but we want to hear your nightmare because I guarantee we're going to get emails on this one.
Please send them.
Send them because they're funny. Yeah. AllEyesOnFishing@gmail.com. Make sure you're sending that to us and make sure you keep sharing us on Facebook, Instagram, all that stuff.
Yeah, share us with your friends.
Yeah, we love it, guys. Check out the next level. Our success is definitely from you guys, so we appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.